tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortion opponents in Wisconsin are filing complaints with the state's licensing agency. They claim doctors are performing abortions illegally in the state. Nate Wegehout has more.
Pro-Life Wisconsin filed three complaints last week. The complaints were filed against Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, its medical director, Kathy King, and OBGYN, Kristen Lyerly. Planned Parenthood began offering abortion services in Madison and Milwaukee earlier this month. Dr. Lyerly spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show last night. She says she doesn't even give abortions in Wisconsin.
The address that's listed, the two addresses, are the addresses of the two abortion clinics, the one in Madison and the one in Milwaukee, neither of which I work at because I work in Minnesota.
Dr. Lyerly is a frequent guest on several shows on the Civic Media Network. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
State lawmakers are considering limiting the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. One bill getting a hearing yesterday would outlaw gender-affirming care for people younger than 18. The author is Republican State Representative Scott Allen.
If people say that the science shows that medical gender transition helps minors, ask them for peer-reviewed long-term clinical evidence. You won't find any.
But Democratic State Representative Lisa Subek says a long list of medical and psychological experts oppose the bill.
What I hear you saying is that you think you know better than the physicians, than the doctors, than the psychologists who have grave concerns about the mental health consequences of denying care to those who most need it.
Other bills getting hearings yesterday would regulate gender participation in sports. A new poll suggests most Americans are getting more comfortable with wind turbines, but local opposition is still a factor when new wind farms are proposed and developed. Here's Mike Mohn.
Josh Hone, who does consulting work for these projects, says it indicates a growing acceptance of what needs to be done to respond to climate change. But he says at the local level, these are land use decisions that can get the attention of the community.
Every project has a trade-off, especially in terms of aesthetics and the idea of community character.
Hone says local leaders and developers need to be transparent right away about the scope of a project. He suggests this can help overcome backlash that sometimes can be clouded by misinformation. I'm Mike Mohn.
New drivers aged 16 and 17 in Wisconsin will have to start taking road tests again next year. The Division of Motor Vehicles is lifting a pandemic-era waiver on road tests. About 144,000 young drivers got their licenses during the waiver. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A report on embattled Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes was released on Tuesday. The report describes Hakes as a loose cannon and that he lacks in training, leadership, integrity, and competence. It also describes his interactions with coworkers as inappropriate and accusations that he mismanages the department. He also used the office for personal gain, according to the report. Hakes dismissed the report as politically motivated and vowed to fight against being removed from office. The Chippewa County Board of Supervisors will vote next week on whether they will oust him. The vote comes after a closed session meeting about Hakes last month, where the board voted to look into removing the sheriff. One board member publicly called for Hakes to resign after the report went public. In a release this morning, the board confirmed that Hakes is on its agenda for October 10th and that Hakes declined to be a part of the investigation.
Temperatures today will top out in the mid-60s, same goes for tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers lose again to the Diamondbacks. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Here's what it sounded like last night in the Brewers clubhouse after the game. That was the sound of the players with high fives, pats on the back, and hugs goodbye for each other as the Brewers' season came to an end. A 5-2 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks before a packed house at American Family Field. Manager Craig Counsell.
This was a great team, and I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. This was a team you want to be on. It made baseball a lot of fun.
The Brewers added several players at the trade deadline and are one of the hottest teams in the league heading into the playoffs. Mark Canha was acquired from the Mets in August.
Some bounces didn't go our way. You know, we just, a lot of balls hit right at people. It's so tough because my time here was, since being traded here, it was just amazing. It's just an amazing group of guys. It was just such a fun group to compete with every day. And it sucks. It sucks to go out, you know, in the first round, and you know, it felt like a team that is capable of going the distance.
Down 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth, the Brewers loaded the bases. I asked Arizona's manager Torey Lovello what he told his players about making a pitching change.
That stopping momentum and stopping these big runs is the most important thing in playoff baseball. So you have to do some uncharacteristic things. That's what I felt was the need. I trusted Andrew Salfrank, and I just wanted to change the mojo and change the momentum, and it worked out well.
So the next question is, will Craig Counsell be back next year as the Brewers manager? Christian Yelich.
I mean, he's been a huge part of why this place is the way it is now. Being in a small market and being a consistent winner and having a good competitive team every year that is either in the playoffs or you know, we missed it by one game last year. You know, I love playing for him. I hope that continues. He's done a great job.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Time for the Stu Daniels Show on this Thursday morning. It's the 5th of October. Come on in, get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. Have a seat and relax for a few minutes. Going to try to get to some news and some sports and some weather. Hope you're having a good day so far. I'm your host, Stu Daniels, a.k.a. Stu Man, the Newsman. And taking a look outside the window today in La Crosse, going to be mostly sunny and breezy, high around 69 degrees. In Eau Claire, mostly sunny and breezy, high around 65 degrees. And in Richland Center today, mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, high around 74. In Amory, mostly sunny and breezy, high around 61. In Hayward today, partly sunny, breezy, and a chance of rain, high around 61 degrees. Now you can tell the cold front came through. Going to be cooler today and even cooler tomorrow from what I've heard. Well, you know the big story in sports. Man, it was a sad night for those of us who are baseball fans in Wisconsin. Yeah, the Brewers lost to the Diamondbacks last night, ending their season. Arizona now moving on to play the Dodgers. And the Brewers will be back next spring for a new season. Yes. So where do we want to start today as far as the news? Well, I think the first thing I want to get to is some assistance for people with child care problems. You know, there is a child care crisis going on, not only here in Wisconsin, but across the country. There are not enough workers in the child care business these days. And so there are not enough places to put children if you're a parent. The spaces are getting fewer and far between, as they say.
and it's getting hard to find places to put kids. And so what we're seeing is a lot of parents actually quitting their jobs in order to stay home with the kids. And you could argue that that's a good thing for the kids, right? Be home with the parents, or at least one of them. But it definitely puts a it changes the family dynamics when you planned to have parents working, but now all of a sudden you need to have one of the parents at home to take care of the kids. But there is some assistance available. The Wisconsin Counties Association's Forward Analytics put together a report, and so there are places to turn. If you are a parent looking for help with your child care, there's an article here from the Appleton Post Crescent. This was updated 3 hours ago by Madison Lammert. And the headline says, "Are you struggling to afford child care in Wisconsin? Well, here is where to find help. With the average annual cost of child care in Wisconsin easily surpassing that of college, many families may struggle to afford child care. However, there are places they can turn to for help. A new report from Wisconsin Counties Association's Forward Analytics found child care for one child can average up to 18% to 36% of a family's income. For families with two children, costs can reach as high as 70% of their income," the report said. These figures far exceed the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services' 7% affordability threshold. Things stand to get worse as Wisconsin's child care accounts, which distributes stabilization payments to child care programs across the state, is set to end in January. Many child care businesses, which already run on thin profit margins, will be forced to charge parents more money to make up for this lost revenue. Because this program, Child Care Accounts, because the funding was cut in half this spring, some families are already facing this reality. So here are some avenues to help Wisconsin families navigate increasing child care costs. First of all, you can check out Wisconsin Shares, the state's child care subsidy program. Wisconsin Shares assists eligible families by paying a portion of their monthly child care costs. The amount a family receives depends on a variety of factors, including the child or the children's ages, family income, family size, and how long the children spend in care. Recently, the program started allowing participating families to request funds to pay registration fees too. Wisconsin families who have a child younger than 13 or a child with a disability younger than 19 may qualify for Wisconsin Shares if they meet certain requirements. Families remain eligible until their income reaches 85% of the state's median income. Wisconsin Shares is funded by a variety of sources, including federal funding like Child Care and Development Fund and temporary assistance for needy families. Also, another thing you can do is see if you qualify for Head Start. Statewide, there are a number of sites for Head Start, a federal learning program for children ages birth to five. Children in this age range who are from families who meet certain income standards are eligible for Head Start care free of charge. Children in foster care, those who are homeless and whose families receive temporary assistance for needy families or supplemental security income, Social Security, or I should say SSI, are also eligible. Shelley Bishop, who is from CESA 7 Head Start, Early Head Start Director, or is the director of that program, said families who receive Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the SNAP, and W-2 assistance are also eligible. And you can also look for local grants to help pay for childcare. Some grants are available to help families pay for childcare in specific areas of the state. Examples include in Sheboygan, there is a Connections Scholarship Program. In Fond du Lac, there is a program called Connections, I guess it's the same thing, the Connections Scholarship Program. There is a Good Start grant from Child Caring, Inc., and I think that's through United Way. Another thing you can do is see if your child care offers help. Some child care programs across the state are coming up with their own ways to help their families pay for care. The child care your children attend, the child care facility your children attend, or the child care facility you hope to enroll in may be one of them. There is, let's see, I'm going through the article here to see which of these programs may apply to families in Western Wisconsin who are listening to this program right now. And they have a program in Brown County, and also there's a program called Bridges Child Enrichment Center, and it says it is primarily funded by United Way Fox Cities. So again, that's going to be more on the eastern side of Wisconsin. There are also YMCAs around the state, and some offer some form of tuition assistance for families in need who are enrolled in their child care programming. So you can look into that. Also, check if your employer or school gives child care subsidies. It's not unusual for child care programs to offer tuition discounts to their employees as a recruitment and retention tool, and other sectors are beginning to do so as well. For example, Wisconsin Aluminum Foundry, headquartered in Manitowoc, provides its employees with a $400 monthly stipend for child care. Aaron's company partnered with KinderCare to open the Brilliant Early Learning Center just miles from its three Brilliant manufacturing plants, and it provides a 50% care discount for children and grandchildren of Aaron's employees who attend the center. Also, some colleges, especially if they have on-site child care, may also offer care discounts to students and employees. Another thing you can do is look at other areas of your budget where you could cut costs. Well, of course, that's an option for some. Anyway, there are places to look if you're looking for assistance with your child care. That article, again, in case you want to look it up, is from the Appleton Post Crescent. And it has a headline that says, "Struggling to afford child care in Wisconsin? Here's where to find help." 8:17 right now, almost 8:18. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. There may be an occasional gust up to 25 today. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Thursday morning, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, and the next story that I want to get to is something that we're dealing with for the first time ever in the history of the United States. Speaker of the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., booted out. Yep, even his own party couldn't save him because of some radicals in his party, and now he's gone. So, who are we going to get to replace Kevin McCarthy? And who was it that stoked this whole thing? Well, there is some new reporting coming out of the New York Times that says it was Steve Bannon who was behind this whole move to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. The headline in the New York Times says, from a Capitol Hill basement, Bannon stokes the Republican Party meltdown. The former Trump advisor has helped create the spectacle of GOP dysfunction, using it to build his own following and those of the right-wing House rebels who took down Kevin McCarthy. So what's this all about? This piece here was written by Annie Carney, and it was posted yesterday. And updated today, it says on Wednesday morning, yesterday, two Republicans who hours earlier had toppled Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House made a well-worn trek to a 19th century brick townhouse a few blocks away from the Capitol and entered the cluttered sanctuary of Stephen K. Bannon's recording studio. Representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida, the instigator of the rebellion, and Nancy Mace of South Carolina, one of seven other Republican defectors, huddled with Bannon for a morning meeting ahead of a joint appearance on his podcast called War Room. Tectonic plate shift here in the imperial capital, Mr. Bannon told his listeners at Showtime while directing them to donate to his guests online. We must stand in the breach now. We have to lance the boil that is K Street in this nation, end quote. From this cave-like studio not far from where Congress meets, Bannon, the former Trump advisor, has been stoking the chaos, now gripping the Republican Party, capitalizing on the spectacle to build his own following and using his popular podcast to prop up and egg on the Republican rebels. Bannon has spent years promoting the lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from former President Donald Trump, railing against coronavirus mandates and what he refers to as a, quote, criminal invasion of the southern border, end quote. His obsession of late was toppling McCarthy and taking out what he describes as uniparty Republicans who have become indistinguishable from Democrats. When McCarthy's historic downfall this week, or I should say with McCarthy's historic downfall this week, his wing of the party has claimed its most prominent trophy. Bannon represents a clear through line from the grievance-driven MAGA base to Congress, and his role in the meltdown that played out this week in the House helps explain why the Republican Party appears to be eating its own. He's a vital part of a feedback loop of red meat media hits and social media posts, online fundraising, and unfettered preaching to an often angry and fervently right-wing base that rewards disruptions and detests institutions. We'll get back to more of this piece from the New York Times right after we take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local civic media radio station.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration has waived more than 20 federal laws to allow for up to 20 more miles of barrier at the southern border. Reporter Chris Fox.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying there's an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers in this sector that's seeing high illegal entry.
Ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is giving his blessing to two lawmakers who'd like to replace him, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Congressman Jim Jordan.
Well, they're two good friends.
Both would do great.
All business in the House is at a standstill until a new speaker is chosen. Tens of thousands of healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente are walking picket lines for a second day. CBS's Jolene Kent is in Los Angeles.
The union is asking for a minimum wage of $25 an hour. Kaiser has now proposed minimum hourly wages of $25 in California and $23 in markets outside of the state.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hicks says a report about alleged misconduct in office is politically motivated. The report released 2 days ago accuses Hicks of inappropriate communication with a coworker, skipping mandatory training and meetings, using his position to sell merchandise and real estate, and failing to come up with a plan to deal with a threat to the Chippewa County Courthouse earlier this year, among other situations. At least one member of the Chippewa County Board of Supervisors is calling for his resignation ahead of next week's board meeting to decide whether Hicks will be removed as sheriff. Last month, the board held a special meeting to go over the report. The investigation into Hicks began in June. The board says Hicks was informed about the investigation multiple times but refused to participate. If you need new smoke alarms, the Eau Claire Fire Department will help you out. Eau Claire residents can get up to 3 free alarms installed by the fire department. All they have to do is fill out an online form on the fire department's website. There is a limited supply. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of 6 responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Yes.
it on, bang a gong. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 8:34 right now on this Thursday morning. If you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And right now it's 50 degrees in La Crosse, mostly sunny skies. And Richland Center has 47 degrees with cloudy skies. And just before the break, we were discussing Steve Bannon. You remember that guy? I have a story here from the New York Times with a headline that says, "From a Capitol Hill basement, Bannon stokes the Republican Party meltdown." The former Trump advisor has helped create the spectacle of Republican dysfunction, using it to build his own following and those of the right-wing House rebels who took down Kevin McCarthy. So how do you think this thing is going to end? It's hard to imagine what could happen, or it's kind of scary to imagine what could happen, but hopefully something good will come out of what we're seeing. I was going through this story, and I just left off at the point where it said that Bannon is a vital part of a feedback loop of red meat media hits and social media posts, online fundraising, and unfettered preaching to an often angry and fervently right-wing base that rewards disruptions and detests institutions. So those people got to be loving this, right? Chaos. There is chaos in the government, chaos at the House of Representatives, and that's what they're into, right? I'll pick up right there. It says, in past decades, right-wing rebels on Capitol Hill have encountered trouble getting real traction, shunned by lobbyists and big-money political action committees, excluded from leadership suites in the Capitol, and disregarded by Fox News. But with the help of Steve Bannon, who streams live for 4 hours every weekday, Gates, Matt Gaetz, and others don't need to rely on any of that. Bannon casts the agitators as heroes to his devoted MAGA acolytes and helps boost their small-dollar fundraising. He participates in calls with members and donors. He offers strategic advice. He hounds Fox News hosts who he argues don't give them a fair shake. But mostly, he offers an unfiltered platform where individual rabble-rousers can speak directly to the base, known on War Room as the posse, creating more incentives for them to wreak havoc on the House floor. For weeks, Steve Bannon has been strategizing with Matt Gaetz on the bid to take down Kevin McCarthy, offering himself up as a sounding board as Matt Gaetz plotted his moves. Quote, kaboom, Cannon texted a reporter on Monday night, minutes after Gaetz filed his long-dangled motion to oust the speaker. He has also encouraged hard-right lawmakers to use the House floor to yank legislation as far to the right as possible, earning themselves media attention in the process. His advice to them, quote, get an amendment. Make it as outrageous as possible. Just be on there. Don't worry if you're not on Fox. We'll cut it. We'll play it. End quote. On Wednesday, Bannon introduced his guests on his podcast as the architects and heroes of yesterday and gave them airtime to make a fundraising pitch. Quote, I do need help because they're coming after me, said Mace, who represents a politically competitive district. They've threatened to dry up all my money. I've had multiple members previous to the vote last night threaten to withhold fundraising if I took this vote. It's a huge amount of pressure. They call your staff. They scare them. End quote. Twice, Bannon cued her to spell out her campaign website so that listeners could find it. His audience is still wary of Mace, Nancy Mace, a fiscal conservative who leans toward the center on some social issues and voted to hold Bannon in criminal contempt for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee. But Bannon sees her as a gift. Her vote to oust McCarthy allowed him and his cohorts to push back on the notion that it was only an angry group of ultra-mega hardliners who had lost faith in Kevin McCarthy. Quote, "Nancy is not a hard right intransigent lawmaker," Gates said on the show. "Nancy is a fiscal hawk," end quote. Nancy Mace has previously called Matt Gaetz a fraud and accused him of opposing McCarthy because he wouldn't defend him against allegations that he sex trafficked minors. But all of that appeared to be water under the bridge the morning after McCarthy's ouster. They were at least temporarily allies. On Wednesday, yesterday, they sat next to each other in Bannon's basement where books about China, Trump, and sensible weight loss programs live in messy piles on any flat surface that avails itself. Notes from Donald Trump written in his trademark Sharpie sit stacked with other miscellany. And I should mention in parentheses, there's an example of one of these Sharpie notes that says, "Steve," with an exclamation point. "Your show is so great. Proud of you!" Exclamation point. Signed, Donald. The group was still digesting the historic events of the previous day while figuring out their next moves. They decided, together, to use Wednesday's broadcast to look ahead rather than to dunk on the former speaker. And here's a quote. This is from Nancy Mace. She said, "He was punching down. It was really ugly last night," said Mace, whom McCarthy targeted at his evening news conference, suggesting she was lying when she claimed he had not kept his word. During commercial breaks, they mulled who might be the next speaker, but there was no clear answer. Quote, "I asked Jim Jordan on the floor yesterday, 'You're going to be the next speaker?' Mace said. She turned to Gates with an idea. 'Want to go meet with any of them today together, like Scalise or Jordan or anyone?' He was noncommittal. Bannon was too. Quote, 'I'm just going to see how it develops, he said. Excuse me. "Who's got the stones to take on the apparatus?" End quote. So Matt Gaetz has described himself to people as a Bannonite tribalist. So it's like this guy is the Wizard of Oz, Steve Bannon. He's kind of behind the curtain, pulling the strings, pulling the knobs and levers, or turning the knobs and pulling the levers. Gaetz describes himself as a Bannonite tribalist. Steve Bannon, for his part, is in awe of Matt Gaetz, whom he compares to Daniel Webster. He credits the Florida Republican with recognizing early on last year how helpful a slim Republican majority could be to the hard right. Quote, "He sat right here in July and talked about how we weren't going to have a 30 or 40 seat majority, but that was actually going to be better," Bannon said. "We were going to have leverage. He's a very special guy," referring to Matt Gaetz, end quote. Many of the newer rebels in Congress have relied on Bannon for backing as they look to make their own mark. Representative Lauren Boebert, Colorado, said she was grateful to Bannon for recently offering her a slot on his show to talk about the southern border, rather than to rehash her embarrassing evening at Beetlejuice. Here's her quote. She said, "Steve is an actual trusted source. He understands that my one personal night out does not impact the work that I've been doing for 4 years. Steve understands the base and what the base wants. I don't go on there for the donor aspect, but I'm grateful when folks do chip in." End quote. Steve Bannon's name is often greeted with an eye roll, even among Trump loyalists. He's seen by some as a man who has made the wrong bet on candidates, like the failed Senate candidate in Alabama, Roy Moore, and has an inflated sense of his own influence. He was charged with defrauding donors who were giving money to build a wall along the southern border before being pardoned by Donald Trump. He was sentenced to 4 months in jail for criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena and is free while he appeals the conviction. But last week, as Steve Bannon's cohort debated amendments to the annual military spending bill on the House floor, Mr. Bannon was glued to C-SPAN like a proud stage parent. Quote, "This is red meat," Bannon exulted, as Representative Matt Rosendale of Montana defended an amendment that would prohibit mandatory coronavirus vaccines for service members, referring to the vaccine as, quote, "an experimental drug." Bannon, an unrepentant agent of chaos, admits he was spoiling for a government shutdown. He said, "You create a firestorm now that totally changes things. People right now think government is a benefit. I'm going to show government spending as cootie infested." End quote. That's a good place to pause. Cootie infested. 8:46 right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show. Gotta keep cool now. Gotta take care. Last car to pass. Here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. Newsman sang his same song. Oh, one more rain, I love her gone. When I get lonely and I'm sure I've had enough, she says the comfort coming in from above. We don't need to let her alone. We got the thing that's going red, I love. We got the light in the sky.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs that are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
the
do
one,
I.
That's the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. There may be an occasional gust up to 25 today. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Daniel's show, 852 right now, 54 degrees in Eau Claire, also 54 degrees in Amory. And just before the break, we were discussing this article in the New York Times about the guy behind what's going on in the House of Representatives. It appears as though Steve Bannon is behind the move by Matt Gaetz to oust Kevin McCarthy. The headline from this piece in the New York Times says, from a Capitol Hill basement, Bannon fuels the Republican Party meltdown. And I was to the point in this story from the New York Times. It says, Steve Bannon is also famously temperamental. He has turned on former friends like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia for backing Kevin McCarthy during the speaker's race and on the debt ceiling deal. She has been blacklisted from his show for months. But after she said she was opposed to any spending bills that included aid to Ukraine, Steve Bannon said he was warming back up to her. There's always a path back, he said. On Wednesday morning, Steve Bannon and his guests tried to temper their glee. Do not allow the posse to get punched drunk, Gaetz said on the show. There was more work to do. Gaetz and Mace, Nancy Mace, stayed for three segments of the show until it was time for Rosendale to pick up the mantle and fire up the base. I'll talk to you later today, Bannon said as Gaetz showed himself out. And that is how that story ends. It's like he's the Wizard of Oz, right? Behind the curtain, pulling the strings, turning the knobs. And another thing I got to see in an interview when Matt Gaetz was talking to a group of reporters, somebody asked him if he had been on the phone with Donald Trump about getting rid of Kevin McCarthy. And he answered yes. So you could assume from that response that Donald Trump was also egging him on, in addition to Steve Bannon. And it was because of that that Gates decided to go after McCarthy and remove him, vacate him from his speakership position. It's an interesting way to govern, if you can call it that. I don't know if that's what we want to call it, though. It doesn't appear that Republicans, at least at this point, know much about governing. It is 8:55 right now. We've got just a few minutes left to the top of the hour. I want to give you a little bit of a story about the national surge in book bans. What's going on with banning books all around the country? What's behind the national surge in book bans? A low-tech website tied to Moms for Liberty. Have you heard about this group called Moms for Liberty? Sounds like a nice group, right? We all like moms. We all like liberty. So if you got Moms for Liberty, that sounds like a nice group of people, right? Well, they're not a nice group of people if you like books and if you like information. This piece is from USA Today, and it was updated just 3 hours ago. We'll get into a little bit of it. It says in August of 2022, a local parent sent the Clay County School District in Florida 8 official requests for reconsideration or review of instructional materials, commonly known as book ban requests. On each form where the district asked what was objectionable about the material, Adam Gilhausen wrote, quote, "See attached paperwork." He then attached book reviews for each title, including Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, that one for profanity, violence, sexual activities, not for minors, Sarah Gruen's Water for Elephants because of sexual activities and profanity, not for minors, and Alice Siebold's The Lovely Bones with mild profanity, alternate sexualities, again, not for minors. We'll get into this a little bit more in the next hour. Stick around. You're tuned into your local civic media radio station.
Paperback Writer.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.